You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So there's been a recent study on bacteria in space. Bacteria from the Earth can be potentially harmful to other planets and the climate within space stations themselves. When astronauts start their travels, they bring a certain amount of bacteria into space stations where it has a unique environment to grow. Jack Marshall talked to astrobiologist Petra Schwitter about her studies on this, and he started off by getting her to explain who she is and what her role in the study was.
I did my degree in biology, and then I suddenly get to meet a NASA scientist, an ESA scientist. So she did. She was one of my supervisors, and she basically offered me to do my diploma thesis in her lab. And I basically started working on spaceflight-associated microbial communities, and that was basically my first step into astrobiology. And from then on, I basically consider myself an astrobiologist. And after that, I did my PhD at the German Aerospace Center in Cologne, affiliated also with the University of Regensburg, where I was working on the Mars 500 project.
Amazing. So this study you're looking at how microorganisms kind of adapt in a confined conditions on an aircraft. So this almost sounds like a horror movie or something. So would you give us a little kind of rundown of what you've found in your study?
We were interested in the microbial load diversity and the dynamics in this confined habitat. Confined habitat in this case is the Mars 500 facility, where they simulated for the first time a full duration flight to Mars with a stay of around 30 days on Mars, and then basically the return flight. And so far there have been basically short-term studies in confined habitats, but ours was the first comprehensive long-term microbiome study. And we basically had no idea how this long-term confinement influences the microbial community, and therefore basically we wanted to understand how the microbes disperse and whether there is a risk for the astronauts, and in our case we call them Marsonauts, whether there is a risk for the health. And basically what we found was that what we expected is that the main source of the bacterial community is the crew, basically the microbes you carry in on your skin, in your stomach, in your saliva. Like, that's also the typical community we found. Interestingly, we also found that duration of the confinement shaped the microbial community, and we also saw a potential impact of the cleaning agents. Also, we were able to identify some microbial hotspots. In this case, means basically we saw areas where there is like an accumulation of bacterial cells, but we were quite relieved that the overall bacterial counts were within the acceptable limits. So there are certain limits, for example, for the ISS, where there is a certain amount of bacteria allowed in a certain area or in a certain amount of air. And so therefore, we basically could say that they took the appropriate measures, and at no point, like, there was no risk for the crew. And that was basically what made us feel very relieved.
So what we're kind of looking at is how the bacteria on our skin and on our bodies and that we take into space, how they kind of fare in space and what they actually do.
Well, it's more like how they, like, where we can find them. It's not only the bacteria we bring in, like, on the skin, or it's always, like, on the clothes. Bacteria are, in general, in the air. The facility we looked at, like, was sterilized beforehand, but every time you introduce something, there's always a risk that one bacteria was hiding and we didn't kill it, basically, beforehand.
And then just from reading the study, you say there was a recent death spiral into Saturn by this kind of spacecraft that was explicitly to prevent the spread of Earth bacteria onto Saturn moons. So this kind of... This highlighted the importance of monitoring which kind of microorganisms that we might actually accidentally take into space.
Yes.
So could we take something into space and it actually has a long-term negative effect on the spacecraft and the kind of things we take in?
So, like, the area you're talking about is called planetary protection. And basically, there's two ways. So there is the forward contamination, and that is basically taking microorganisms on a spacecraft to Mars, Earth, Moon, or other planetary bodies. We also have clean rooms where the spacecraft is assembled, and they are also basically screened for microorganisms. But there is always like an acceptable limit of microorganisms that is allowed. However, we try to basically to sterilize it as much as possible. But we also know that we have found organisms, like for example bacillus, which are also found in this study, that can survive like long periods of desiccation, which would be like prevalent on Mars. They also can survive high doses of radiation. However, with regard to your question, like a negative effect, so far we cannot tell.
But so I kind of I think like the most easy situation we can imagine is what if we took like a negative bacteria and we took it to Mars or to Moon? Could that bacteria potentially thrive or something in these environments?
It is very unlikely so far, because if it's directly exposed on the surface, then it is very likely that the radiation, the UV radiation, is going to destroy the bacteria, and it will be killed within like seconds.
Yeah, it's not very hospitable on Mars or
no, absolutely not. Like, they have a better chance if they are like somehow shielded on the spacecraft, like hiding between like metal parts, or if there is like a millimeter of dust, it's already sufficient basically to increase the survival rate. But still, it's like there is no oxygen. We know bacteria that can grow without oxygen, but the majority needs oxygen, so that's like also an important factor. Then it's very desiccated. There is high salt concentrations. There is oxidative reagents that also basically interfere with the bacteria and basically reduce the viability. So it is a very hostile environment, and therefore it is quite unlikely that bacteria survive. Like, the majority of bacteria we know so far won't be able to survive. However, we cannot say with 100% certainty that they are all going to be killed.
So there might
be a survivor.
Yeah. But it's really more dangerous for the people on the aircraft or spacecraft than the actual planet itself.
Yes, in general, I think we also need to emphasize that not all bacteria are dangerous. We actually need them.
Oh, like, definitely, yeah.
In our stomach, like, they are very beneficial, and we basically need them for processing our food. There's also on the skin. If we would sterilize our skin, we would have basically skin problems. So there is lots of beneficial bacteria. So, but it is like this common perception that bacteria is always bad, but that is not true. So not every bacteria that might survive has a negative influence.
So from this kind of study that you've done, have there been any new questions that have been brought up from it?
Well, for us, it is basically how can we improve the spacecraft surfaces, for example. Like, we've identified these hotspots, and now, like, this study helps to basically find mechanisms, like, how can we reduce them, and basically, where could we reduce them? Like, we now pinpointed the locations where we should either clean more or, like, maybe use a different material to reduce the number of bacteria.
Mm.
Like, for example, we found a lot of bacteria on the external surface of the toilet, or also in the dining table, the tables in the individual cabin. And these are maybe like areas where we could make improvements.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.